Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. But today we're going to go on our second theme, very, very strong. Healthy aging. How we can live longer. What should we eat? How can we think? How about exercise? How about all the new things that are coming out? We're going to speak on all of those things. And no matter who you are and how much you know, I think we can add something to your arsenal of wanting to live longer and be healthier. Do you want to be 70, 75, 80 and be senile? Have Parkinson's? Do you want to have where your joints are so bad you can't walk, can't move, you can't dance? No, you don't. So you want to hear this show and you want to stay with us on this show because we're going to do a lot of aging. And today I'm very, very blessed and happy. And just, I've got a great guest, one of our best, Dr. Sarah Larson, is a medical intuitive, spiritual counselor, holistic doctor. She's been on the show before, and we went over something similar to what we're doing today a year ago. It was one of the best shows we've ever had, and I'm happy to have this show today on healthy aging. We're going to go over foods, we're going to go over water, sugar, your thoughts, acupuncture, reflexology, stem cells, lasers, Ayurvedic medicine, all in order to help you stay younger. Now, real quickly, the show's coming up in the next few weeks, and I'll repeat these at the end of the evening. We're going to have David King, an organic farmer, talk about growing your own foods. We're going to have on Keith Moray, a great, great healer, nutritionist, going to talk about the newest things and cleansing also. We're going to have a lady that was the girlfriend of, well, I'll lost the name for a second. Let me come back to that part. Also, we're going to have on in the environment, and we're going to introduce some whole new things on some of the environment things. So we're going to have a great show coming up over the next few weeks. Now let's get up to our guest. Again, it's Dr. Sarah Larson on the line right now. She is a medical intuitive, a spiritual counselor. She is a holistic doctor, and she's a specialist on aging. She's also a specialist on Ayurvedic medicine. We're going to talk about that. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much, Bobby. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so passionate about wellness and about each of us being able to utilize all of these beautiful bodies and our beautiful minds and our beautiful spirits. And so I'm so grateful that you talk on this and that the Gary Null Network is so focused on bringing all of us, every part of us, into alignment to be able to live a healthy and happy and brilliant life. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, and you are just wonderful. You know, for our listeners, Dr. Sarah has been off and on co-host with me, especially on subjects to do with health and all the things that she does. But what I found about you, Dr. Sarah, is what I like about you is that the same thing that Gary Null told me when he gave me the radio show, because when he comes to L.A., I drive him around and we talk a lot. And he liked the fact that I was like himself, or, well, not at his level, but I'm also an all-around body, mind, spirit person. And you're the same thing. You and I can at least talk to some degree on a lot of different subjects that are under the big banner of health, body, mind, spirit, and aging. So thank you for coming on the show today. Let's start out with, what we're going to do for our listeners is go over about 15 or 16 different subjects at length. And I'm going to speak for a minute or two or three on a subject, and Dr. Stern will give her thoughts on the same subject. So let's start with foods. Let's talk with about diet, foods, the Mediterranean diet. My thoughts on that are that we need to eat more vegetables. We need fruits. But as we get older, we may not want to have to eat too many fruits, because sometimes, even though it's natural sugar, it's just better to have more vegetables and pick out select fruits. We also need you to juice. We need you to have organic foods. I suggest that you go to the farmer's market. Even at some of the health stores, the produce has been sitting there 3, 4, 5 days. And don't forget, produce that comes from other parts of the country has been on a plane, on a boat, in a refrigerator, and it's moved from one area to another. So farmers markets are the best of the foods, because they are fresh the same day or the day before, at least. I also believe in a vegan diet myself. I've been a vegetarian, and now I'm a vegan. For a number of years I've been a vegan. I believe in raw foods. I stay away from dairy. I stay away from meat. I stay away from, of course, no cigarettes, no smoking. And we're going to go into all these things a little later, but you have to eat the right way, and I think organic is the right way. If you want to live longer, you can add 5, 10, or more years to your life by eating the right way. Dr. Sarah, your thoughts?
I think it's so beautiful that we have activities every single day that we engage in that allow us to make choices. And those little choices wind up allowing us to be either extending our life and our ability to do all that we're here to do, or they wind up taking our energy. And sometimes I will call that chewicide. They wind up slowly. We chew ourselves into killing parts of ourselves off. And I think it's so beautiful that every day we get to make a choice over and over repeatedly on how much we consider and love and engage with ourselves and tune in. And so I love that you're a vegan. I love that you tend to eat towards raw food. And for each of us, we are 100 trillion cells in our body. Much like the Earth, there's something like 7 billion of us on the Earth right now. We're on this living organism, Earth, as little individual units. Well, inside our body, we've got different organ systems. We've got 100 trillion cells. And those 100 trillion cells wind up being better served by certain things and less served by other things. And so sometimes some of the foods that you eat wind up acting like a natural storm does on Earth, or one of the natural disasters. At other times, the foods we eat wind up acting like sunshine and glorious rain. And so whenever I eat, and whenever I'm with people, really take a look at and talk about what we're putting in, and especially that term suicide. I ask myself the question, am I committing suicide right now? And you don't have to be vegan. You don't have to be raw food. But what you do daily is incorporate 1 or 2 degree changes that allow you to eat better and be more in tune with the environment around you, the environment in your body, those 100 trillion cells, and the environment around you. When we go to the farmer's market or we go to the grocery store and we see the foods that are on sale, the ones that are the cheapest at the moment, the organic foods that are least expensive, those are the foods that are in season. Like strawberries, if they're inexpensive, they're in season. The store is getting them often throughout the week when they're in season. When they're out of season, the farmer's market or the grocery stores won't have them as readily available, and they'll be expensive. So when you're at the farmer's market, when you're at the grocery store, looking for the foods, organic foods, that are least expensive, most in season, winds up allowing you to be in tune with the environment around you. So, and making little changes every single day in the direction of tuning in deeper and more consistently with your body.
Great, beautiful. You know, on that subject of change slowly, I have a lot of friends that, and I tell them, okay, it's okay to eat, you want to eat meat, cut back on the red meat and maybe get chicken, and then gradually get off that if you want. If you're on fish, be careful because the oceans radiated and from your Fukushima. But slowly, like you said, 1% here, 1% there, 2%, change slowly, I tell my friends. And they are. It's okay to eat meat. There's a movement of people that eat meat only one day a week gradually change. So it's okay to gradually change. Let's go to the next subject, juicing, and very brief on all these subjects because we have a lot to cover. Juicing is... every morning I wake up, I drink a glass of water. Every morning I get up, and at first I'm grateful. I do my own personal spiritual talk or prayer, whatever you want to call it. But I'm grateful that I'm alive, I'm well, and I have a family, I have a place to sleep, I have a food, I have a kitchen, I have things, I have a car. Many people in many countries don't have all these things we have. We don't have a bathroom. It's really bad. So then I juice. I have a green juice to start the day off, and that green juice means a green powder or vegetables that comprise of fresh vegetables that are organic, that are also the spirulina, chlorella, things from the ocean, and then the wheat grass, all put into a green juice or a green, you can use the green powders. If you don't have time, you're busy like I am quite often, I get the green powders. I sell the ones that Gary Null has, the green, the super greens, green stuff they're called. And then he's got one called red stuff, which is all the berries. And then he's got one called cruciferous, which is really good for the cells. So I juice every day, and I feel like $1 million. And I suggest that when you do any of these changes, you start slowly. Do not take, for example, I have people on greens. You have to start real slowly. Why? Because your system, your body, your stomach, your intestines, is not used to a rush of something good because you've got a lot of bad bacteria. All of us do. You've got a lot of bad bacteria in your system, and you bring in this good bacteria, and there's going to be a big fight going on inside your stomach, in simple words, chaos. And that's going to cause a headache, stomach ache, fever, sickness. And I had one guy that went crazy, took three green juices and to start off. He never had this before. And he was sick for a week. So you have to take it slow. So juicing is wonderful. Your thoughts, Dr. Sarah?
I love that you added the bit about starting slowly. It's so important to make life changes and to incorporate juicing and to give yourself a radiant, energetic, healthy life. It comes, again, if you're looking at the foods around you, if we are what we eat, if you're eating dense meat and it's dead, it's not a very living environment that you're feeding your body. If you're looking at plants and leaves and they're vibrant, they're alive, You're feeding yourself radiant, energetic life energy. And we have 100 trillion cells. We have 10 times more of that and more bacteria that live within our body. And having the perfect environment for the organisms that benefit our body is one of the things that we're trying to do. Just like on Earth, having the people that serve the Earth winds up helping the Earth in all of the ways that we can, you know, cleaning up the neighborhood, joining communities. So this analogy of humans being a beneficial presence on the planet and taking that to we can bring in and cultivate an environment in our bodies that invites in the good bacteria, and we can cultivate through juicing a lot of the best nutrients that are available from vegetables. There's basically three main reasons we want to consider incorporating vegetable juicing for our optimal health. One is the vegetable that we're juicing is pre-digested, and so we receive the nutrients right away, especially on an empty stomach. Juicing allows us to consume the optimal amount of vegetables in an efficient way, and it's a great way to add in a variety of vegetables and beneficial things into your diet that you normally that may not be available normally. And that's why the powders, the red powder and the green powder, wind up being really, really great. I want to add just a little bit. You want to work juices in slowly into your diet. Detoxifying too quickly is one of the things that winds up. We want to cultivate an environment and to think of ourselves as a habitat for all of the different organs, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs. But this beautiful energy that we are, we want it to work ideally together. And if we begin juicing too quickly, we start emptying those organs of toxins without being ready, having a cleansed environment, making sure removal has happened. And so if you think of yourself as a system, you want to work on cleansing and clearing the digestive tract first, and then cleansing and clearing the kidneys, cleansing and clearing the lungs, and working through the skin. Slowly, you want to make sure that we're eliminating, ideally, before we incorporate a lot of detoxifying and cleansing into our system.
Great, beautiful. And, you know, what we mentioned at first, Dr. Sarah, we mentioned foods and vegan and eating all the right foods and organic and juices. We talked about all the juicing. All that is one, if you don't know how to cleanse or don't want to go into cleansing, what you just did, what we just said, as you're eating the right foods and juicing, that is one form of cleansing. However, the other forms of cleansing are, for example, cleansing your colon, cleansing your liver, cleansing your kidneys, cleansing various parts of your body. That is so, so important to get rid of your body of all, as Dr. Sarah just said, all these ugly toxins that are in us. Believe it or not, people have parasites in their bodies. They have so many different chemicals and preservatives and junk. And people that eat cheese, for example, that cheese gets stuck in your system, and it holds back your food from coming out naturally. So we have to be careful what we eat, and cleansing will cleanse all these things out. And I suggest going to a cleanser. We've had them on this show before. We're going to do it again. And for now, though, this is what we're talking about. Unless you have anything else to say on the cleansing, Dr.
Sarah. Thank you for giving me a chance to add just a little bit. Vegetable juicing is not a complete meal in itself. It adds mostly sugar and vitamins. There's very little protein and virtually no fat by itself. So it's really not a complete food, and it's really important to have meals. Unless you're on a fasting or detoxifying program for a specific reason, it's probably unwise to use juicing as a meal replacement. It's to be added in. Our body can make virtually any amino acids, anything it needs from protein. Ideally, we are fat burners and have very little sugar. And then the other thing that I want to add is everyone can benefit pretty much from lemons and lime juicing. There's none of the offending sugars or fructose that cause metabolic complications. So every morning I have fresh lemon or lime water to help cleanse my digestive tract after it's been resting overnight. It's the ideal way to eliminate and clean any metabolic complications, sugar, and it doesn't have sugar and fructose in it, the lemon, lime. So that's one that virtually anyone can. At times people have asked me about their teeth with lemon and lime. Lemons and limes create an alkaline effect on the body and not acidic. If your teeth are eroding, it tends not to be from the lemon and lime. It tends to be from something else. And I would say a whole lemon in about 16 ounces of water in the morning is an ideal way to start.
Great. Yeah, we didn't mention water, and I'm glad you did just now, because before we go to sugar, let's talk about, I just want to make a thought on water. Water, you have to drink a lot of water every day, especially in the summer when it's hot. You need to hydrate your body. It's so, so important, because if you don't drink water, your system's not going to react right. Inside your system, your immune system, your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, and your everything in your immune system, if you be, you know, after you get 50 and beyond, as you get older, those parts of your body turn into real, if you're not drinking water, they turn into prunes, real wrinkle like a prune. And you don't want that. You want to have clear, so you want to have lots of water, especially early in the day, and especially in the heat, because that way your system will work right. Water is so essential. Our body's made up of about 75% of water. So we need to have water, and alkaline water is a great water. You don't have to drink it all the time, but a lot of it is excellent. Ionized water. Water is so important. We're going to do a show specifically on water in the next few, next month or two, for sure. Anything else you want to add on water before we go to sugar, Dr. Shannon?
I think the most important thing about water is not having fluoride and being very careful not to have plastics. So many of us are now drinking our water in plastic bottles, and we've been, it's so important to really not have BPA, which is acting like estrogen in our body, and especially for young boys, for men, having a water filter system. And the thing that you want to filter out is fluoride as well. We should do, and I have done many shows on the harms that fluoride in our water is doing to our brain, to our teeth, to our system. Having a filter for your shower, because your skin is also absorbing water, is key as well. Something that will remove the chlorine and the fluoride as a minimum too for drinking water. And alkaline, our bodies naturally move towards alkaline or acidic. The environment in our stomach digestively is acidic. So if you're eating protein and meat, you need an acidic environment in your digestive tract to digest those ideally. And you don't want to combine that with alkaline meals, alkaline water. It's so important to understand that we're a system. And when you put the things that work best for the system wind up allowing you to have the most amount of energy. When I have got my system perfected, the food that's coming in, the rest, I feel like a child that's been sitting around in a circle, just filled with joy. My body's emanating out this joy, and the water that we drink really, truly contributes to that because it is giving us, it is an energizer. A lot of the times we're not tired or sick, we're just thirsty. And having water that's absorbed, and ideally you want to drink water away from your meal. And if you're adding in alkaline water, it winds up being very cleansing and antioxidizing for your system. It naturally flushes out the toxins that are ready to go, and it winds up allowing your body to do less work. Our body is constantly maintaining a pH system, and if we're giving, like green foods, anything green, it's alkalizing. If you add in green with or alkaline water, you're naturally causing your body to do less work. So you have more energy to do, to think, to play, connect with your family. You need less rest, and you need to make less enzymes to digest some of the heavier, more dense foods. And you need less energy to cleanse your body from fluoride and chlorine.
Absolutely. Great, beautiful information. You know, speaking on water, another thing I don't know if we said this or not, but you never want to drink from a water fountain in the public locations, and you don't want to drink from plastic water, as Dr. Sarah just said. A lot of that water is from tap water, believe it or not. Yes, the FDA does not patrol or monitor a lot of things, including water. Some of these companies are just come up nowhere and start up and put their water in plastics, and to save money, they just use plastic. They use a tap water. Yes, that's what you're drinking when you drink from plastic. Plus the plastic. If you have a plastic bottle in your car and it's hot, after so many hours or after a day or two, that plastic is going to leach into the water. You're going to be drinking plastic water. Do you want that? Of course not. So you've got to be really careful about everything that you do when it comes to water. And like I said, we will have a show in the near future about water, alkaline water, and the ins and outs of it. And I would love to have Dr. Sarah on again to talk about that, perhaps. The next subject is sugar. My take on sugar is that the number one killer in this country is sugar when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, cancer, you name it. Especially dementia and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, sugar is. I have a friend that was drinking 10 sodas a day. I saw his refrigerator. It was full of Coca-Cola. Not only is Coca-Cola bad, but the sugar in there, there's approximately 10 teaspoons of white granular, the worst kind of sugar in the world, in each glass of not only soda, but Gatorade, all the energy drinks. They're loaded with sugar. That's not what you want. Yeah, it may give you a quick rush if you're going to be an athlete, but there are much better things to have than to have that. So water, sugar is a no-no. Americans consume way more sugar than anybody else in the world, and that's one of the main reasons we have more of these horrible deaths and diseases and sicknesses going around. In the hospital, you go to hospitals. That's another thing we should talk about one of these days, Dr. Sarah, is the food in the hospitals. I have yet to find one that's good. There's a big hospital in Los Angeles where I live, White Memorial. It's a Seventh-day Adventist hospital. They own it. But you go in the cafeteria and you see what they feed the people every day, and it's not good food. So it's hard to find good food. But let's get back to water, sugar, I should say. So many subjects going on here. Sugar is just deadly. Do not eat sugar. Instead, use stevia. Use agave. There are many substitutes. Your take on that, Dr. Sarah?
It's amazing how much sugar we consume and how addicted our bodies are to sugar. And it's really important to mention that sugar is not just the white stuff that we have, the sugar cane stuff. Sugar really speaks to carbohydrates. everything in your body gets turned into pretty much either is utilized as a carb, as a protein, or as a fat. So we put in a stem of lettuce. The lettuce will be turned into either a carb. There's components that will be carbs, a component that will be protein, a component that will be fat. Avocado is a great example of a really healthy fat that is very great for our body to utilize that has low amounts of sugar in it. Sugar, carbs, are the cause of the death. They're the cause of cancer. They're the cause of a lot of our relationships not working. It's a funny thing to mention that, but when we have more than about 24 grams of sugar in a day, the most we want to have is about 100. But in a setting, more than about 4 to 6 hours, if we've got more than 24 grams of sugar, carbs that have turned into sugar in our body, we spike our insulin. We spike these stress-causing hormones like cortisol when that insulin drops. And we're a little bit on edge or nervous, and so we damage our relationships even through having too much sugar in our life. We cause inflammation in our body, and we cause our body to have to build coping mechanisms to absorb and utilize all the extra carbs and sugar that we're getting in. Actually, parts of our brain get turned off when we've had too many carbs, and so parts of our thinking functions are not available. Quite often people come into the office, and when you notice that that's the leading problem in their life, we begin talking about how they're not able to see as clearly as when they've had a high-carb, high-sugar diet. Ideally, we want to have more protein and more fat in our diet and bring down the levels and to really look at the number on the packages for you don't want to have more than 24 grams of sugar in about a six-hour period. And to aim for higher levels of receiving nutrition from fats that wind up being beneficial for your body, for your nervous system, for your brain. Your brain and your nervous system are coated with fat on it. And sugar, if so many of us have seen the Coca-Cola poured on a rusty car battery, and it's eaten away the rust over a 12-hour period, and something within 9 days in an environment of Coca-Cola, the battery is completely dissolved, a car battery dissolved in Coca-Cola. And now if your friend is putting in 12 cans or even 2 cans of Coca-Cola a day, they're creating that environment in their bloodstream of the acid wearing away on something like a car battery completely dissolving. Their body has to build all of these defense mechanisms to defend against the erosion, and they're not able to think. They're not able to clearly communicate all of the body's intelligence throughout the system to live a long, healthy, happy life.
Excellent. This is great. You know, speaking on Coca-Cola, the stomach, you talked about the battery. Absolutely. That's for sure. If it can ruin a battery like that, it can do wonders. You could take a piece of meat and put it in a glass of Coca-Cola. It's going to dissolve in a certain amount of time. Not only that, but can you imagine putting Coca-Cola in your stomach? You know what it does? If it does this to batteries and to other things, to meat, my God, what's it to do inside your stomach? Especially if a person is sick, especially if a person is trying to heal parts of their stomach. You don't want to have Coke. You know, in Northern Europe, Dr. Sarah, that they ban Coca-Cola. There are a number of 4 or 5 countries that will not even allow Coca-Cola in the country. Not only Coca-Cola, but genetically engineered foods. They don't allow those GMO companies to go in there. They're way ahead of us. I wish we could learn more from all these countries that are doing such wonderful things. Socialized medicine.
Europe does not allow fluoride in the water. They live off the land. There are ordinances to protect the ground and the nutrients. I was in Italy. I lead tours to Italy, these beautiful, amazing spiritual tours to Italy and Egypt, and I'll be setting one up to New Orleans because I'm passionate about these areas. I'm passionate about bringing fun ways in which we can really learn to shift our eating, our thinking, our lives. In Europe, there is no fluoride. There is only in-season foods that are eaten, and they have powerful ways in which they avoid sugar. And in our country here, we seem to be adding a cheap component, these carbs, and we tend to focus on fat-free foods that are when you take fat out of the food, you're replacing it with something. And most of what we're replacing it with is sugar-laden processed chemicals that cause us to be addicted to the food that we're eating.
And these labels that you read, you have to be careful because when you see a label and they cover up the word sugar with fructose and so many different types of concentrates, and you get all the, and anything with the letter OSE, like dextrose, that is sugar. So you got to really be careful of what you have. The longer the label, quite often I found, the more junk you're going to have in there. The shorter the label, the purity in there, organic, all the good things, that's what you want. You want to have better things.
I love the things that come with no labels, like the fruits and vegetables at the farmer's market. They're a whole food. Walnuts come in a lovely package that gives back to the earth, the cucumbers, the peelings, anything that gives to you, truly, truly gives to you, will also give to the earth and create more dirt for the earth. So the best things that we can eat are those that take care of not only us, but take care of the planet. And so many of us know that fructose elevates uric acid, which decreases nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the part of our body that relaxes our blood veins, relaxes our veins in order to allow blood flow to the areas that need it most. Fructose elevates uric acid, which decreases nitric oxide, and it raises angiotensin and causes smooth muscle cells to contract. And so as soon as we have fructose, we raise our blood pressure, and we potentially damage our kidneys. And we make uric acid will make little deposits in your joints, will leave a low level of inflammation throughout your body. And a chronically inflamed blood vessel leads to heart attacks and stroke. And a diet that's free of fructose or has low amounts of it will not have the high hypertension, will have healthy kidneys, will not develop insulin resistance and obesity and diabetes. Most importantly, it will let your liver function ideally as well. You won't result in a fatty liver, and you're able to filter out the other things that your body is consuming. And so I'm really, really passionate about health and wellness and about being health, able to live a really happy life. And it will contribute to all of your relationships to limit the amount of fructose in particular that comes up, because you will be able to respond rather than react, because more of your body is in tune and connected than when you do have sugar, fructose, particularly running through your bloodstream.
Absolutely. For those listeners that came in a little bit late, that is the voice of Dr. Sarah Larson that you're hearing. She's not only a guest, but a co-host with me on this show, which is Let's Create a Better World. Today we're talking about our second theme, healthy aging. I'm Bobby Elias, and I just love talking about aging. I love talking about health and about foods. And Dr. Sarah is as good as they get when it comes to all this great information that we're doing. We have a lot of subjects to cover. I want to go to the next subject, which is exercise. And I'll start out, Dr. Sarah, by saying I do this every day. Every morning I do meditation. After I have my water, my juice, I do meditation also. And then I go out for a walk. And it's not a short walk. It's not a slow walk. It's a fast walk. I call it, well, as we learned from the Gary Noel and Associates, it's power walking, heel, toe, heel, toe. In this competition, race walking. I'm going to enter some race walking because I'm getting pretty good at it. I was a long-distance athlete, but I love power walking because it works every muscle in your body. Walking in general, if you don't want to walk fast, fine, but walk and move your arms. The more you move your hips and your shoulders in power walking, for example, you're working every muscle in your body. Swimming is also great for every muscle in your body. Other exercises, dancing. Dancers live longer than anyone. Yoga, oh, that goes back to thousands of years, and it's just so good for the mind, for the spirit. It is just a great, great exercise. Qigong, Tai Chi, there's so many things to do for the word exercise. Your take on that, Dr. Sarah.
I was just in New Orleans with my dad, and we drove to Atlanta. And I was telling my dad that I commute in Los Angeles an hour every time I go to my West LA office. I have an office close to my home, one in West LA and one even in South Bay. And I was showing my dad in the car the exercises that I do to keep myself toned during those long commutes. It's really important for us to understand exercise and types of muscles. We've got three types of muscles in our body. We've got skeletal muscles, and they're attached mainly to skeletal bones, and some are attached to other structures like your eyes that cause movement for the body. These skeletal muscles are mostly voluntary, and they're used in activities such as walking, such as toning, the different calisthenics that I do with the steering wheel with my arm, or long-distance driving. And I've developed this over a long period of time, so I don't recommend anyone just starting to do the calisthenics in the car. Develop your own system in the car. The skeletal muscles are voluntary muscles. Then we have cardiac muscles, which is responsible for the rhythmic contractions of the heart. Cardiac muscles are involuntary. And so when you do the race walking and you're running or sprinting, then you're engaging and creating more healthy muscle around the cardiac involuntary muscle. You're able to generate more resources and work that muscle. And so that becomes important. Then we have smooth muscle that lines the walls of hollow organs, such as our blood vessels and the digestive tract. And when we engage in the race walking, when we engage in the spurt movement, and we use our muscles for a short period of time, about a minute, 2 minutes is ideal race walking or sprinting. But after about 15 minutes, our body begins to engage the smooth vessels, the smooth muscles in our hollow organs and blood vessels. It will activate different enzyme cascades and draw energy from nearby muscles in order to utilize the same muscle set. So if you're walking for 15 minutes, at minute 16, minute 17, minute 18, wind up being highly useful to your body because it's now going to utilize more of all three of those muscles, and in particular, the smooth muscle around your hollow vessels will activate systems that aren't normally utilized unless you're walking for longer than 15 minutes or exercising, doing the same routine, that level of movement for 15 minutes. So it's a way to engage the intelligence of your body in all three muscle systems. The race, walking, sprinting will really, really engage the cardiac muscle and build strength there. The skeletal muscle comes in from any type of movement, calisthenic or static or otherwise, and the smooth muscle will really be engaged after about 15 minutes, recruiting and removing toxins and removing things from systems nearby the muscle group that you're using.
Great. If you look at the clock, our time is going fast, and there's a number of subjects that I wanted to hit on. The thoughts in your mind, the stem cells, the new approaches to that, lasers, and all the new equipment that's coming out to help people. And then, Dr. Sarah, I want at the very end of the show not only your contact information, but how and why your work as a medical intuitive can help people heal themselves. But since we're running out of time, and for those of you who are coming late, Dr. Sarah Larson's our guest and co-host. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Healthy Aging subject today. Let's get to real brief, extremely brief, so we can hit these subjects. Stem cells are a thing of the future. There's a lot that we don't know about them because there's, and I will have a guest on stem cells in 5 or 6 weeks. I made it a point to do that. We're looking for the right one. We've got several excellent leads. So we're going to have a whole show on stem cells and the future of them and how they can help people. Any quick thoughts on stem cells?
You know, it's amazing. I'm so grateful that we're alive in the times that we're alive. And there is such a promise of what can happen. And Chinese medicine 5,000 years ago talked about immortality cells that live in our heart. They talked about 5,000 years ago, Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine talked about the skin, different ways to stimulate yourself in order to have immortality cells, which are now called stem cells. It's generally our body has the fountain of youth within it. And we're able to utilize from the outside, we're able to bring in stem cells, but we have them already in our body. And certain things, certain activities that we engage in lets us use the ones that are in our body. Dry brushing your skin with a brush or a loofah stimulates the stem cells that are in your skin. When you're doing that and fluffing off the dead skin on your arms, your legs, on the largest living organ in your body, you're activating stem cells in your skin, and your skin will be healthier, and you will live longer because you have given your body a little bit of attention, and it helps it release toxins that it's releasing through the skin. There is so much research on being able to regenerate knees, our ability to generate visually our teeth, I'm excited and looking forward to when we go in and get stem cells to regrow our own teeth and other various organs. Right now, there are places you can go outside of our country to really receive the benefits of it. In this country, we can take blood and harness the stem cells that are in it, reproduce those, and put that back into your body to allow you to decrease and increase all of the DNA that lets you live longer and healthier. And I can go into the different types of stem cells, but I know we want to talk about a lot more topics. Do you want me to talk about the different types of stem cells?
Right. Well, what I'd like to do, Dr. Sarah, is in September, mid to late September, have one whole show on some of the things that we were not able to cover at length. We just did a little on stem cells. We'll do more on that. We'll do lasers and all the different equipment that's coming out, this new energy equipment. We're going to talk about your thoughts, because this has been proven to be just as good as green juicing for a fact. There's been some new studies. How you think is just it changes your whole life. But we only got a few minutes, Dr. Sarah, and I want you to tell people first how your work as a medical intuitive and also Ayurvedic. And again, we've only got 2 or 3 minutes to hit the subject before you give your contact information. So if you could briefly give us the information on that. Go ahead.
So a lot of people are not familiar with the term medical intuitive. A medical intuitive is able to sense what is going on in your body. There are many different ways in which a person is able to do that. The way that I do it is, besides having cultivated a degree in medicine from the Medical University of the Americas, besides having been trained by my grandmother to go deeper, looking at the signs that show up in your hands or show up in your eyes, show up in your tongue, I've also taken, I love to learn and I love to teach. And so I've developed ways in which you can tune into what's going on in your body by looking at signs in your hands, by looking at your tongue, by looking at your eyes. And simply, a medical intuitive is someone that can tune in to the vibration and frequency of your body and describe back to you what areas are not resonating with their highest ability. So we can look at the earth and we can look at a garden and we can see which areas of a garden are thriving and which areas can utilize more water or sunlight or attention. A medical intuitive looks at your body, at your life in particular, and notes the organs and the systems that are working well and the systems that utilize more attention. 98% of all disease is caused by stress. Stress is caused by thinking and our perception and what we're putting in and placing in our bodies. And so as a medical intuitive, I really tune into what is the cause down to the source of the symptoms that you're having. And so many times I've been able to work with individuals and with families to really get their physical body in alignment with what it's capable of doing.
Great.
And use Ayurveda, I use emotional freedom technique, I utilize my wisdom and knowledge from med school, I utilize what I've been taught in herbal medicine and plant medicine.
Okay, as we're finishing up here, I want to ask you about a couple things if we have time, but go ahead and give your contact information first, and then I have another quick question for you.
Oh, wonderful. The best way to find out more about me is my website, which is drsarahlarsen.com. That's D-R-Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N.com. bobbyhoffman.com. And you can always call me. I give out my cell phone number and also my appointment for numbers. My cell phone number is 424-903-6633. I love helping people. I truly, truly care, because for me, I understand that we are not one person. We are one person in a system. When I can feel what you're experiencing, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, I feel that, and my ultimate desire is for each person to be living their healthiest and happiest life on purpose. And pretty much everything I do comes through that in the world, and the various tools that I have to really get you in alignment with yourself in order to be of greater service to what you're here to do. Ultimately, what you're here to do affects everyone around you and brings peace to the world through that.
Beautiful. Our next show, and I hope you can join me again in September, Dr. Sarah, we weren't able to cover being grateful, your thoughts, positive thinking. We want to do a little more on stem cells. In fact, I'm going to have one whole show with a stem cell doctor that we're working on. Lasers and all the new equipment that's coming out. The whole field of Ayurvedic and how it can have questions from people on how it can help your brain and your memory. And also, people should know that many foods that are used as medicinal foods, medicinal plants, are now becoming extinct. We'll go over that later. We don't have any time for that, Dr. Sarah, but thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on the show, guest speaker and co-host. Thank you so much. You were wonderful. You're just full of love.
Thank you, Bobby. You are too. We get to do this together, so thank you for all you do and the ways that you serve the greater Los Angeles community. I particularly want to thank you for all the older generation that you've taken on to help and heal personally in Los Angeles. The work that you do, I get the feedback from people saying, you know, he came over and he helped me clean and cleanse my kitchen so that I'm able to feel better. And I love hearing stories of people saying, I'm walking or not in a hospital, thanks to Bobby Amin. So I'm so happy to have you any way I can, Bobby.
Thank you. I'm not able to give thank you to all the wonderful people in New York and Los Angeles that helped put this show together. Thank you. Martin, if you could just wait just 1 second. Our next two shows are going to be about organic farming, growing your own food. And also after that, we're going to have a show on cleansing, detoxing, aging with a great nutritionist, Keith Murray, who's in the show before. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next week.